Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Rapology, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Rapology, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Well, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I have no idea whether or not this show is going out live or not. The phone lines went dead. The server went dead. So I'm using my cell phone to call into the studio. If you can hear me, great. If you can't hear me, doesn't matter. This is life. This is real life. Reality Spirituality. Let me just go on with the show as if someone was listening. I'm Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I am, yes, the world's most, but the person, listen, my agenda is happiness. My goal, my intention in every moment is to either experience or create more happiness. And what does that even mean? I'm not talking about feeling good all the time, folks. I'm not talking about just skipping through the tulips and not feeling anything and not having or experiencing these challenges. What I am saying is that there is a way to navigate through life with everything happening with everything that happens in life, and you can just flow with all of it. There's really a science to it. There's really a practice. There's really behaviors. There's really different ways. There's tools. There's strategies on how to experience more of that peace and more of that contentment. There are. And when you practice the skills, when you practice the tools, the behaviors, the thoughts, the words, guess what? It's not going to matter if your house just listen. Okay, let me just start from the beginning. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this being happy has been an obsession for me, so much so that I just kept wanting it and searching for it and seeking it and how do I feel better about what's going on in my life? How do I feel better about me? How do I feel better about my life? How do I feel good about all of it? What's my purpose here? What's my destiny? Why am I here? Well, I know why I'm here. I'm here to teach people how to experience more of this peace and contentment in their own lives. And just one really quick is coming back to Mother's. Now, Mother's Day is such a huge day, especially in the United States. And I say that because I just remember it's number one on the holiday list. I mean, people are the airports are crowded, the restaurants are crowded. You can't get a table. Mother's Day is huge. But I'm going to ask the question, if you are a mother or if you are a child of a mother, is that everybody? Does that include everybody? I think so. We all came from a mother, right? Yes, that's true. So this is the real question. I don't know about you, but holidays were really important in my household when I was growing up. So important that I had so many expectations for each holiday. And if those expectations were not met, my holiday Yeah, I had an okay Mother's Day. Oh, I was disappointed on Mother's Day. Oh, it didn't happen, or whatever holiday you're celebrating. So it's really not only about Mother's Day, it's about all holidays and the obligation of holidays. Now, that word obligation, I'm going to come back to that, because if you ever feel like you're obligated to do something or to celebrate, that's going to be subtracting from your happiness. That word obligation, it's really an interesting one, because there's been such a brainwashing of Mother's Day. Of course you're supposed to send a card to your mother. Of course you're supposed to call your mother. Of course you're supposed to do something for your mother, correct? Especially if you're a good child, you acknowledge your mother on Mother's Day. But what I found is, just observing, what I found is a lot of people do things and celebrate out of obligation, out of habit, out of this is what we always do. And I want to share with you just a couple weeks ago, I might have shared this story, I don't remember, but my son is a yoga instructor. He's a fitness instructor. He teaches dance. He teaches yoga. He's certified yoga. So he's in that fitness field. What example did he get for that? Anyway, I digress. And when he starts teaching new classes, when he starts a new class, he used to get really nervous about teaching the right moves, using the correct music, nervous or anxious, or it was just a feeling of nervous excitement. Let me just say that. And a couple weeks ago, he called me. He says, "Mom, this was the first time that I taught this brand new class. And usually in the past, I'm nervous about the music. I want to make sure the moves are correct, form. I want to make sure I put together a good program to teach." And he said, "It was the first time that I figured out it's not about the perfect move and it's not about the music. To really give a good class or give a class and a class that is just, that feels good emotionally, not just for me, but to give, because when you're teaching, you're actually giving." He says, "It's for me just to be relaxed, whether I have the right music, whether I'm doing the right dance moves, whether I put the combination together smoothly, whether it goes smooth, whether it's rehearsed or not rehearsed. The big thing is just to be relaxed." Now, my son is telling me this after years and years and years of me listening to him go through or talk about, you know, the nerves of being, especially he's a new teacher. New meaning he's just been teaching for a few years. I've been teaching for 38 years. So teaching a new class is easy for me. But it's only because of how long I've been teaching and how many times I've been practicing. And quite frankly, I could care less what anybody thinks when I walk into a class and I start teaching. I mean, listen, sometimes I'm blowing it. Sometimes I'm not doing the correct move. In other words, that is the most important thing, is to be relaxed. Not only if you're teaching, how about just throughout the day? How about just the acceptance of life, being relaxed when you meet life for the day? You meet your moments in the day, whatever those moments look like, whether you have traffic in the moments, whether you're running late, whether you got the news that you have a new bill in the mail, whether you got the news where you won the lottery. See, those moments that happen, it's up to you to choose how you're going to react to everyone. And so getting back to the whole Mother's Day thing, so when he told me that the most important thing for him, that he figured it out, now it doesn't matter that I've been preaching that for 500 years. You know, these people get it when it's time. But he said that was the most important thing. That was my Mother's Day gift. Now, it happened a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, but that was my Mother's Day gift. I made up my mind right there. I said, that's it. I don't need anything for Mother's Day. And yesterday when I spoke to my son, he wanted to talk to me, you know, today. I said, you know what? I've never said this to you before. But on Mother's Day, this Mother's Day, 2017, you don't have to utter those words, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. In fact, you can just forget that it's Mother's Day because I had my Mother's Day celebration days ago. But then I'm getting to then when I'm telling him this, I'm realizing that I'm telling him what to do. And that's one of the things we talk about, too, is telling someone else what to do. So I said, this is my message, son. This is my message. I just don't want you to feel obligated to have to tell me anything on Mother's Day, on my birthday, on Christmas, on 4th of July, on New Year's Day. I don't want my son to feel obligated to do anything or say anything. Now, if he wants to, if he feels inspired to, but he does, what do I want on Mother's Day? I want my son to be able to be himself. I want my son to be able to be free. I want my son to be able to do and say whatever he wants to do on Mother's Day. It doesn't matter whether I get a phone call or I don't get a phone call. I'm not putting that kind of pressure on my son. Now, I know there's tons of people that don't see it the same way that I do. But I'm here to tell you that all obligations, especially obligations that are just there because that's the way we've always done it. Oh, it's Mother's Day. I have to make a call. Uh-oh, it's Thanksgiving. I have to eat turkey. Uh-oh, it's New Year's Day. I have to make sure that I have somebody on midnight. Uh-oh, it's 4th of July. I have to make sure I have to go to get fireworks. All of these things, all of these holidays, all of these dates, I'm here to tell you, free yourself from all of it. You can celebrate any day, any holiday, any day that you want. In fact, it's a little nutty that everybody has to march to the same tune on the same day. Oh, it's Mother's Day. March, march, march. Everybody's in the restaurant. Everybody has the mother. I mean, come on. Now, I'm not saying that that's not a nice way to celebrate. Now, I'm not poo-pooing on the celebration. But what I want to do is just to make aware and raise consciousness that when you look at the world and you look at the world with a view of seeing more than just what everybody else is seeing. When you start looking at the world and creating more for yourself and more thought, not more thoughts, but just more ways to be you, then the holidays and the days that everyone is saying to celebrate, you're going to celebrate all the days. You don't have to wait for a holiday. You don't have to do what everybody is doing. You can have every day as a celebration. And in fact, Christmas can come in May if you want. Thanksgiving can be in February. Valentine's Day can be, you could celebrate that in August. It's really about shaking everything up and not just marching to the programming. So think about it. Ask yourself, do I celebrate Mother's Day because I'm obligated to? Now, listen, if you have a mother that loves Mother's Day and she's 90 years old and she's, you know, come on. But you know what I'm saying? There's a big difference. There's a big energy shift. So that's my whole spiel on Mother's Day. I also want to say something about why I'm so passionate about people and their growth and wanting people to at least look in the mirror every day and say, how can I grow? How can I learn from this? How can I grow? That's it. How can I grow from all my experiences in my life? How can I grow? Those are the questions. What else is there, universe? What other possibilities do you have? How can I grow? How can I have more consciousness? How can I expand my perspective? How can I? All of those questions are questions that you can ask, because when you ask, it's always given. You're always given an answer when you ask. So one of the, you know, I teach the importance of happiness classes, and one of my students this session is the advanced session. So these are people that have repeated the class, quite frankly, more than once, and so now we're all advanced in this advanced session. So we're talking about, it's a lot of ego in the room. It's a lot. And we're talking about keeping the peace at all costs. Keeping the peace and creating peace at all costs. And that means all costs to the ego. And this one particular student who quite frankly, reminds me of me so strongly. And her big thing is not wanting to apologize, not wanting to say, I'm sorry. Especially if she's not wrong, or especially this is, and I'm going to use the word because this is the word that we're using, especially if the other person doesn't deserve it and or the other person is an asshole. You get it? Now, I don't know if you're able to hear this recording or not, because I'm still not able to look online and find the studio. But so if anybody's calling in to speak with me, I'm not going to be able to log you in today, because I'm going to try one more time. I can log into the studio. Try one more time. One more time. No, not able to log in. Okay, so if you're waiting for me to, I can't go into, I don't have access to the studio. Anyway, back to the story. So she was saying, especially if the other person is an asshole, no way that she's apologizing. But this is the thing, people. The apology, when you choose to apologize, and it is a choice, when you choose to apologize to somebody, the intention isn't about whether you're right or you're wrong. The intent is always to create peace. When you apologize to somebody and it's coming from your heart, regardless of what the circumstances are, and it's coming from your heart because from your heart you really do want peace. You want the interaction. You want the relationship to be peaceful. When that is your intention, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong, or who's a jerk and who's not, or who deserves an apology. See, the ego is so strong. They'll tell you, well, they don't deserve it. They're jerks. No way, I'm not going to apologize to somebody that's narcissistic. That's not going to happen. Saying that, there's even more to that. When you're at the level of I'm not going to, and you make these statements, you're at the level of the ego. And let me tell you, and let me really, really hone in on this, because this is really important, because I used to believe that if I surrendered or I bowed down or I caved in or I apologized or I said, oh, you know, excuse me, I'm wrong, or all of that, there was a perception of being weak. My ego doesn't want to think that I'm weak. But in reality, I want to say this. When you make that step of coming, you know, you remember in The Godfather when Fredo came, when Al Pacino finally said, okay, let Fredo come in, and I'll, it was The Godfather too, and of course he embraced him, and of course a few months later he killed him, but that's another story. But he embraced him. That embrace, or that forgiveness, or that opening your arms, especially to someone that you think doesn't deserve it, or somebody that you feel, has wronged you, or is not really not deserving, or they don't, you know what I'm talking about. That's especially when you pull that card and you come and you surrender and you apologize, and you know, I want our relationship to run smoothly. I want peace. I'm telling you, when you get to a point where your ego does not have the last say, or your ego does not have a vote, does not have a vote as to your behavior. Your pride and your ego does not have a vote, does not have a voice, does not have a say-so, does not make the decision. You will experience a lot more peace. It used to be really difficult for me to apologize. It used to be really difficult for me to say, step back and you know, be the first one to call, right? I'm waiting on them to call. I'm not going to call them first. No. I want peace and contentment so bad that I'll rush to the phone. I'll call too early. I'll call so early people aren't ready for an apology. I'll apologize so quickly. People are, what are you apologizing for? See, that's the commitment. That's how bad, that's how strong that you want it. What do we learn on Mother's Day? We learn that obligation subtracts from happiness, and especially if it's an obligation to another person. Now, I'm not talking about people that are sick. I'm not talking about children. I'm not talking about people that are needing other people's. I'm talking about regular moms and dads walking around there expecting their children, or children expecting their parents, or parents expecting, you know what I'm talking about. Be aware and be conscious of what are you doing and why you're doing it. I don't even know if this show is going to go out, but it's not. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, depending on when we schedule the show. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. What's the title of this Facebook page? Reality Spirituality. And I just want you to remember, my dear audience, who you are. You are an extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. You're always evolving. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This is about the journey. Listen again next week with Reality Spirituality. And, of course, I can't get into the studio, so I can't play my theme song to get out of the studio. Nope. So I'm just going to merely hang up until next week.